We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's going against the greatest cheater of all time, too. You know, Belichick cheated. He was caught cheating. Stuff goes on every time they go up there. Phones go out and everything else. I mean, it's petty crap, but... You know, he'll be going down as the greatest of all time. I have others I would put ahead of him. I just, the record speaks. They cheated. They paid a big price, not big enough as far as I'm concerned. Who knows how many Super Bowls they won because of that. He did that stuff back when he was a coach of the Cleveland Browns. Now, he wasn't there long enough. Didn't have the quarterbacks. He didn't have quite the talent and the system down, but he was doing that stuff then. I mean, why would you do it if it wasn't helping you? You don't do stuff that doesn't help you. You don't put that much effort into it either.
That's Ed Buschetta, our Steelers insider on the Patriots and Bill Belichick. Ron, I think we were both taken aback a little bit when Ed said that yesterday.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's his opinion, and he's more than entitled to it. I happen to disagree. I do think Belichick is the greatest of all time, and I don't know how much help he got by Spygate. I mean, that's up for debate, I guess, but... Ed certainly entitled to his opinion. Ed also said, though, he would vote for him unequivocally for Hall of Fame.
Called him the biggest cheater. Ed questioned how many Super Bowls are legitimate. Says because of all that, he can't call Belichick the greatest coach of all time. 10 years after the Patriots were busted for Spygate, 13 years after several Steelers players felt like the Patriots benefited from using it in an AFC championship game, it's still a topic of conversation in Pittsburgh. 412-928-9370. Ron, the last few years, the last 3 years really, have changed the way I feel about the Patriots. Like, how long can I go on branding them cheaters when they continue to win big post-Spygate? So that stopped 10 years ago. Belichick got fined $500,000, biggest fine in NFL history. They took a first-round draft pick away. Gigantic scandal. Since then, Belichick has won more games than any coach in the NFL. He's won 2 Super Bowls. He's gone to 4. Tom Brady, how much did he benefit from Spygate? Well, the season they got caught, he threw 50 touchdown passes. Here he is as a 40-year-old quarterback, and
he's the leading MVP candidate. Benefit anything from Deflategate?
That's a tough one for me, Ron, because I don't know what to believe with that.
I think it was much ado about nothing.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's hard for me to completely throw that out when a guy in a text calls himself the deflator. You know, why else would somebody say that? Why would a guy take the balls out of the referee's office? That one is convoluted for me. The videotaping scandal for a long time.
It happened. I mean, it did.
I thought that really tarnished their legacies. We played word association with Belichick and Brady. With Belichick, cheater was probably one of the first words that popped into my head. But that's not the case anymore. The fact that they've won 2 out of the last 3 Super Bowls, 2 championship post-Spygate, I don't know. I've come to respect them a lot more in the last few years. And I don't know if because of either jealousy or sour grapes, Steelers fans have been able to do that. But then again, when we talk to Steelers fans even this week about the game, they put Belichick and Brady in rarefied air.
You know, they're always going to put them in rarefied air, but I think you can look at them as great coach, great quarterback, but also what they did is tarnished to some degree with the whole Spygate thing. There will always be some sort of unofficial asterisk next to it, I think, because of it. You don't know how much they benefited from it.
In the court of public opinion or in your mind when you say that?
In the court of public opinion. It's like Barry Bonds. I mean, Barry Bonds, everybody will tell you, did not need any kind of performance-enhancing supplements to be the greatest player, one of them of all time.
Right.
But he did, and now we'll never know what is legit and what isn't.
Yep.
I mean, I get that. And I think the same thing is true about Belichick and Brady.
I think that's a really good comparison. The difference for me is that with Bonds, he was great, then he used steroids. With Belichick and Brady, they weren't great before the Spygate thing happened. According to the investigation, it started in 2000. Belichick, when he gets to New England, his career record as a coach, 36-44.
Cleveland. Yeah, he didn't have Tom Brady there. It's amazing how that works.
Before the videotaping stuff happened, he was a losing coach. Tom Brady was not a quarterback destined for greatness. He was a sixth-round pick. He was the sixth quarterback picked in that draft. I mean, my goodness, the Steelers picked T. Martin ahead of Tom Brady in that draft. So I think Brady, as a young quarterback, thrust into a situation because of the Bledsoe injury, I absolutely believed he benefited from those videotaped signals.
Still got to make the throws.
But when that ended, and these guys continued to prove to me and everyone else that they're the gold standard, respect is now the first word I associate with the Patriots. That, you know, Brady...
Goat comes to mind for me.
Brady is so maniacal.
That's a popular term now, goat.
You know, his maniacal work ethic. It's hard for me to disrespect somebody who is so obsessive about his craft, the pursuit of being great, even at this age. He could have packed it in and retired by now if he wanted to. If he had rode off into the sunset after winning the Super Bowl last year, went out on his white horse, he would still be considered the greatest quarterback of all time. He didn't need to come back this year with something to prove. Belichick's the same thing for a lot of people. If he never coaches another game in his life, he's the best to ever do it. There's no sentimentality in New England. I respect that about them. If there's a player that doesn't want to do his job properly, see you later. So, look, the Steelers have won championships since, but for a long time, fans still either held a grudge because of what happened.
Well, we'll have on our show tomorrow. Now, you know, Chris Hoke usually joins us on Thursdays at 11 o'clock in studio. We're pushing him back a day until tomorrow because we're going to be doing our show from the Solomon Auto Group in Brownsville. And Chris will tell you flat out, I mean, he still holds a grudge and still thinks he got cheated out of a Super Bowl, maybe two.
412-928-9370. Do you still, after all these years, think of the Patriots as cheaters? Your opinions today, your thoughts on them, are they as... Do you have them in a place where you revile them, and are you as disgusted by them today as you were back then? 412-928-9370. I mean, what Ed said, that he deducts off of Belichick's career resume so much that there are several coaches he would put ahead of him all time. I mean, that's a serious stain from a Hall of Fame voter. I mean, you would think Belichick has ultimate scoreboard, 5 Super Bowl titles,
well,
no one else.
And Ed said he's going to vote for him for the Hall of Fame.
So then really, how big of a stain is it? You know, if it's not going to deter Ed at all from his normal voting practices, I don't know. I mean, the banners are up. The championships happened. They had parades. They still have their rings. They lost one first-round pick, and they lost a lot of money. That's it. You know, when Brady and Belichick and company, Robert Kraft and those guys come in here on Sunday, I'm not going to be thinking about how they cheated the Steelers out of Super Bowls. My viewpoint on them has changed. The fact that they've had such sustained success over the years has probably given me a greater appreciation for what they do in New England with those two guys. I know Bill Cowher agrees with Ryan. We'll hear his thoughts. A couple ex-players, including the guy we'll talk to tomorrow, Chris Hoke, feel differently. How about Pittsburgh? As we get you ready for Steelers and Patriots on Sunday, when you hear the names Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, do you still think cheaters? 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, reminding you to text responsibly. We're Cook and Pony.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.